The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman on News Talk
with the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Now, let's turn to cycling, because Cycling Ireland says there is a safety crisis, with more than half of cyclists saying Irish roads have become more dangerous. Henry McKean joins us for more on this.
Shane, yeah, you're right. 2,000 was surveyed, so it's a big survey. And these cyclists, they're dual road users, meaning they also drive cars. That's a massive amount. And the survey says that, yeah, you're right, they're finding it more dangerous. 65% rating current infrastructure as poor, very poor, or non-existent. But it's the ladies, the females, are actually reporting higher rates of close passes on most rides. So that's 58.5% versus 51.9% for men. And lots of them are feeling less safe. But I did meet these ladies earlier on, Shane, and they disagree with the survey.
Since I'm wearing the bicycle pads, I feel a lot safer.
So you do feel safe? You cycle always?
Always and always have.
How many years?
Oh, well, I'm not telling you my age.
So a few decades?
I'm well retired.
And have you noticed any difference on our roads being a cyclist? Do you feel safe or the same?
Ironically, I feel safer because cars know their bikes there now. When I started cycling, they ignored a bike.
They didn't see you.
Yeah.
And they just ignored you.
Yeah.
And you still like cycling?
Oh, I couldn't be without it.
Since I was 10, I suppose, and always kind of around Dublin City, I've never had any issues. I haven't noticed any issues with cars.
Everyone's been good to you.
Well, pedestrians are a pain because they don't look. And I'm a pedestrian myself.
So you've been cycling for decades around Dublin.
Yeah,
and you're finding it fine.
Yeah. Yeah, it's fine.
And what's changed? Has it changed for the better? Is the survey correct?
No,
is it more dangerous?
I don't think it is.
You don't think it is?
I don't think it is. But I tell you this, having kids who I'm trying to get to cycle, they're all scared of cycling. I think just get on your bike and do it. As long as you wear the helmet, you should be more or less okay.
And do cars honk at you ever?
You can pop in.
Do they hoot?
Don't think so. Not that I can recall.
So you have
wish they would a bit more.
And you have a good experience.
Yes, I love cycling.
And what do you love about it?
The freedom. It's so fast. Just
and
get wherever
quicker.
You want. It's quick, it's fast. There's no formality. You don't have to worry about parking. It's just brilliant. Park illegally everywhere you want. This morning I was cycling into town and there was a woman dressed for the office cycling. And she was turning out the corner on the other side of the road. She was cycling along. And a little boy, he must have been 4, maybe 5, was on a tiny bike. I think it was her son behind her, and she was going like hell for leather, and I could hear the little fella grunting, and the lights were about to turn red, like they were turning red, and she said, "Go, go, go," and I said, "He's way behind you." I felt so sorry for the little boy.
He was very vulnerable out on those
yeah,
roads.
Yeah, he was, like, and I thought, like, modern day parents are such helicopter parents. I was really surprised the mother was not looking out for him.
Interesting there. Henry, you cycle?
I do cycle. I've been cycling now, a lot since last August. Every morning, Shane, I cycle to the shop for a French stick. I know,
it's like as if I live in France. You're so cosmopolitan.
And every morning I would head to the shop and, you know, it's most mornings it's lovely, but the other morning I did feel a little bit intimidated, so I had to get off the road. There was this car, and then I kind of skidded. There was a lot of water from the night before on the road, and I didn't quite fall off. But sometimes I do feel intimidated. There's no getting away from it. And what about you? You're a cyclist.
I am, yeah. I find it drudgery, but it does get you around. I cycled the Paul's Bridge this morning, which seemed to be against the wind the whole way. So it was torture. And as I get older, I find it more difficult. But no, I use it to get around. I cycle in to work quite a bit because it's just so handy. It's so quick.
The cars, how did you find the other cars and the other pedestrians?
I'm 40 years doing it, so I'm...
You know how
I'm
to deal with a truck.
I'm pretty feisty at this stage. Mm-hmm. The odd run in here and there, but it doesn't bother me,
You know
to
what
say.
You're doing, and you do indicate with your hands.
I do. I indicate my displeasure with my hands as well sometimes.
Welcome back to Yeah, That's a Pepper Thing.
First up, we've got Harrison wrapping his Dr. Pepper in a tiny quilt so it feels at home. Oh, how tender. That's a pepper thing! And over to Becca, who's whispering affirmations to her can.
You're sweet. You're unique. You're the best thing I ever poured over ice.
She swears it makes it taste better. It's not a science thing, but it's a pepper thing! Why do they all do it? All for that sweet, delicious, truly one-of-a-kind taste of Dr. Pepper. It's a pepper thing!
You walked in on something today.
Yes, so we were on South King Street in the heart of Dublin, actually very near St. Stephen's Green Shopping Centre, and I met a man, and then this lady came along and she started giving cyclists a hard time because they weren't dismounting. They were basically cycling through a pedestrian area.
You're a cyclist, how do you feel?
Look, it's you have to keep your wits about you, particularly cycling across the city, you know. I think people are so distracted with what's going on around them, and there's probably some of the cycle lanes, particularly I find buses very, very challenging at times.
And the buses and the big trucks can't always see you.
They can't always.
They're high up.
Yeah, and the cycle lane goes past where the bus stop is, so sometimes the bus just pulls in to let people off or let people on, and you can kind of get caught. There's somebody giving out about cyclists.
Get her, she shouldn't be doing that.
And another one.
Madam, there's a cargo bicycle now cycling through pedestrianised area. You're not happy?
No, I'm not. It's very dangerous for tourists also.
That lady isn't happy with people cycling through a pedestrianised area. So, yeah, you know, pedestrians aren't happy with cyclists and motorists aren't happy with cyclists and cyclists aren't happy with anyone.
Well, look, most people are okay, you know. I understand, you know, somebody's cycling through a pedestrian area, you can't...
She's just gone over and given out to the guy. He's outside stock that do basically beautiful things for your kitchen. He's left his cargo bike outside, and she's actually having a go at him.
Yeah, a very concerned citizen.
Okay. Lots of people having goes at cyclists, and I'm sure we'll get the text in pretty quickly as well. What are the experts saying, Henry?
Yeah, so we reached out to Gráinne Fála. She's based in Galway, and she cycles every day to school with her kids, and they have like a cycle bus. So it's not a bus, it's basically loads of kids on bikes together for safety. And she's a street safety campaigner, and she is cycling as we speak with her kids.
So I drive, I walk, I take public transport, and I cycle. And I cycle a lot because I live in Galway, and Galway traffic is terrible. And if you cycle, you can largely avoid it. Actually, it's really, really a really, really handy way to get around. I would definitely say my experience of the roads, it mirrors the report. It's getting more dangerous out there. Cars are bigger. I think they drive faster, I guess because they're bigger, they can't give you as much space on the road when they overtake and that kind of thing, so that probably impacts it. And I do think drivers are more distracted, so that's a real problem. And the only really way around that is to provide adequate infrastructure for people on bikes, people walking, because anyone, if you can facilitate people walking or cycling or getting the bus instead of getting into the car, you actually do a lot to alleviate traffic. And that's the way we should be looking at the moment. I do think, though, that sometimes we overestimate what is needed. It would be ideal to have segregated cycling infrastructure, you know, everywhere, no matter what. But actually, if you were just to slow cars down, if you were to impose a 30 kilometer per hour speed limit in urban areas, I think you would go a long, long way to alleviating a lot of the feeling of sort of peril that you get when you're on a bike. And I think that now you do need to sort of have, you can impose that, but then you need to kind of design those speeds into the roads to actually slow traffic down. And there are ways to do that. It would be amazing to see, and I think the impact would be massive.
Okay, you've also been speaking to bike shops as well, Henry?
Yeah, so I was out recently at Brown's Barn, which is now a bike shop. It's a specialised bike shop, and you can actually even get a coffee in there. And obviously they you know, maintain bikes and they have a whole range of bikes. And I met Paddy Behan, and he was telling, you know, he was saying about how his brother got knocked down. Anyway, Paddy pulled over for us to take this.
Cycling safety is not good in Ireland. There's no point saying otherwise. Now, a huge amount of cyclists are on the road, also do themselves no favours with breaking red lights and stuff like that. But when you see other countries that have really a proper infrastructure in place. It allows people to cycle safely. And if you look at a road full of cyclists, it takes a hell of a lot more people than cars, especially in the cities. My own brother just got knocked down near Christchurch last week. Thankfully, he came through it okay. And it did frighten the life out of the driver, but the driver was definitely distracted because he was just cycling straight in the cycling lane and the driver just pulled in on top of him. And it's just happening every day of the week. And the problem is, if you crash in a car at those speeds, normally you get a slight bump. If you hit a cyclist at those speeds, you have a good chance of killing them. And you want that on your head, you know, and that's just the reality of it. So I think the government really have to look at mapping out proper infrastructure, cities and built up areas are just getting a lot busier. And I think it's clear to see that cars aren't the solution long term. I know Irish weather, but if you look at the Netherlands, they have the same climate, same weather, everything very simple, and the culture of cycling is there because it works.
Okay, Henry McKean there on cycling becoming more dangerous according to that news survey. Henry McKean, thank you indeed for that. Is the bread really gorgeous that you buy?
I go for a rustic loaf. It's absolutely lovely and it's fresh. It's still warm. And this morning I had marmalade on it, so it was worth it for the cycle.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, sounds good. Henry McKean, thank you indeed for that.
The Hard Shoulder with Ciara Kelly and Shane Coleman.
With the MG Hybrid and Electric range.
Weekdays at 4 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.